Unit 1. Section G. Learning Activity 2. I'd like to start by welcoming you all here today. My name is Mandy Wong, and I'm one of the managers for EcoCar Limited. The presentation today is about our company, its history, location, products, and advertising. So, let me begin by giving you an outline of my talk today. First of all, I'll give you a brief account of the history of EcoCar Limited. Then, I'll run through our current product range. After that, I'll give you a brief description of our new advertising campaign. Please feel free to ask any questions at the end of the presentation. Right. Let's start by looking at the history of our company. The company was founded in 2004 by two brothers who had the idea of producing a car which runs off 100% organic energy. They started with just one small room to build it in. Now, we have two large factories in the Northern Territories. So, let's move on to the current product range. At the moment, we have 5 different EcoCar products. These range from our original car, the Friendly Juicer, to the highly successful Wonder Car, which has won several international prizes. We believe that these products will continue to be particularly popular because they go against the modern trend around the world of luxury items that run at a great cost to the world's environment. Good. I hope you now have a clear idea of the kind of products we have introduced since we started out in 2004. Now I'm going to turn to our new advertising campaign and how I believe it is going to perform in the face of some very strong competition in this sector. Think green, think EcoCar. That's our new slogan, and our idea is to offer a range of cars on the market that are 3 different types of green, only green, a light, a pale, and a dark green. I hope you like this idea. Okay then, to sum up, EcoCar is now a well-established player in the car manufacturing market of Hong Kong, focusing on organic fuels. We face strong competition in the market, but we feel we are in a strong position with our highly specialized products. Our plan to move into the international export market should ensure that the company continues to grow in the coming years. That brings me to the end of my presentation today. Now, if there are any questions...